As promised, we're joined right now by a center for the New Jersey Devils. He is in his 12th NHL season. He is an all-star. He is a recipient of the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy. He was diagnosed with a form of leukemia in 2017. He recorded his first career hat trick last week on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. 6 goals in 15 games this season. Brian Boyle is my guest. Brian, it's so nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Brian, I'm great. I'm great. So nice to talk to you, Brian. First, let me say that I really appreciate you making the time to come on the show today and talk, because I know that the impact this conversation is going to have on so many people listening. Brian, to fully appreciate what you and your wife, Lauren, have been through as a family, can you start with last September? You had signed with New Jersey, which meant moving from Tampa. You were feeling fatigued. Initially, Brian, what did you think that was?
So, I just thought it was kind of either the wear and tear of life, a newborn baby, a toddler that we already had. We went from Tampa, got traded at the deadline to Toronto because Tampa wasn't making the playoffs. Played in Toronto for a couple months, signed July 1 in Jersey, renovated our house a little bit, found a new house in Jersey, came down for training camp. And by that point, I was just, it was getting worse and worse. I just couldn't recover. I just felt like I had been through a tough workout after about 10 or 15 minutes. And it was, I was worried it was probably like Lyme disease. We live on a golf course back home in New England. And, you know, it was rampant at the time. So I was nervous. It was something along the lines of that. Never really thinking in my wildest dreams that it was going to be leukemia.
Brian Boyle, my guest. So, Brian, 4 days after you report to camp, you announced that you had a form of leukemia. Can you also take us back? What was it like? And Brian, I've made this point so many times on this show that I think that everybody knows somebody who's been diagnosed with cancer, or everybody knows somebody who knows somebody. I had this in my own family. My father was diagnosed with leukemia, so I personally know what this is like. But can you take me back? When you first received word that you had CML, what went through your mind and what was that like?
Yeah, it's really difficult to put it into words.
Right.
It was, but the best way I'd say is just complete fear. Like, it, you know, the bad luck ball was rolling around and it landed on my number, and you just, it's a nightmare. You have those nightmares where something bad happens to you or your family. And as a father now of two young children, we were married for 3 years at the time, and it was just, it's a nightmare. We, especially when we didn't know exactly which type it was going to be or what the treatment was going to be going forward. So I had a lot of fear. I had a fear that my kids weren't going to remember their dad. I had a fear, obviously, that I was going to die. And it's unfortunately, like you said, so many people that you know and I know, everybody has somebody that's going through it. But the progress that's been made, like after a week, I'm on the new medication that they've come out with in the last 15 or 20 years. I'm already feeling better. So it was, fortunately, and I'm so blessed to say it, that I was in that group that you can just, it was so much easier treated now than it was 15 or 20 years ago, that I'm saying it's got to be a platform for me. This is my chance to try to keep encouraging people and try to keep this progress going so all forms of cancer can have treatment like I have, and people can be better off for it, and we can kind of eradicate this disease.
We're talking to Brian Boyle. And Brian, of course, anybody who knows anything about hockey knows that hockey is a large family. The outpouring of support must have been remarkable. But shortly after that, Brian, your son Declan, who was 2 years old at the time, had a rash on his chin. It seemed unusual. He went to the doctor, and what did you find out then?
A whole lot of nothing, really, for a couple of weeks. I started rubbing his chin in the bathtub, just trying to wash off some dirt or food or whatever a two-year-old has after a long day of playing around, and he cried like I'd never heard him cry before. And it wasn't much pressure. It was really odd, and I didn't know if he just bit his cheek or something happened. And from that point on, the next couple of weeks, his chin just started swelling to a really, it was an incredible rate. I couldn't believe how fast it was growing. So we were pretty scared. We didn't know what it was. And that was, let me tell you, that was 100 times harder than anything I had to deal with in my own health. we went to a couple of Oral Max guys, guys who are professionals, experts on the job. We couldn't figure it out. We couldn't get them to sit still for any kind of imaging. So eventually, we went to Boston Children's. We got them. We had to put them under anesthesia just to take some imaging. They were preparing us for Ewing sarcoma, thinking it was something that was growing out of the bone. My whole time, like the whole time, my wife and I are praying. We have rosary beads. We're going, just we're on our knees praying. And I wouldn't accept the fact that he was going to have Ewing sarcoma. I couldn't let that thought enter my head. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to put one foot in front of the other. Eventually, they did some more tests. The doc came in. He had tears in his eyes. He gives me a hug and says, it's not cancer. It's a rare malformation of veins. And that road started, and we're almost at the end of that road now, thank God, because it was a very traumatic and difficult year for all of us.
I was going to say, Brian, how is Declan right now? What's he like?
He's great. Like he had a ultrasound, or CT scan rather, sorry, when I was on the road, actually, just like a week ago, and he was supposed to go under anesthesia for that. He was doing so well. He was cooperating. He didn't have to go under. They took the imaging, everything, there's bone growing back into where the holes were, where the veins were kind of wired in. The swelling's gone way down. His jaw's kind of forming back to normal. He doesn't have random bleeds anymore. It's just been the last few trips to the doctor have been way more pleasant. He's been in a great mood, and he's back to being himself. He's a fun-loving, happy kid, which we missed for a year. He was in a lot of pain.
Brian Boyle joining us. Brian, I'm not even sure how to reconcile any of this. I mean, if you're diagnosed with leukemia, that becomes the most important thing in your life. But then that takes a back seat when Declan has his diagnosis. And in the meantime, you're still trying to play in the NHL at a high level. Last season, for instance, you received the call that you were an NHL All-Star. It's the call that every player dreams of receiving. And you initially said that you wouldn't play because you didn't want to be away from Declan. But your wife, Lauren, talked you into it. What did she say to you?
She just said you have to go, and you know it's difficult to even talk about it just because of how much of the brunt of all the stress that she took on last year, and I had plenty of motivation to play. I had an adrenaline rush and a boost, and from my family, I wanted to keep playing until my kids could remember me playing. And the league's kind of changing, and that's kind of how I used it as motivation. I got off to a great start. It was really, really cool to be recognized, but he was going through a tough operation that week. He was in the ICU because every time he woke up and any kind of movement he had, he would start bleeding again, and the bleeding was kind of hard to control. And she said, I got it. Like, we're in Boston. We have your family around. They can come help. We'll be fine. You have to do this because of what we can do going forward with this. If you use this for the right reasons, we can make a big impact. And it was hell. Last year was hell for all of us, but particularly for her. Lauren was a very successful model for a number of years. She had she's very independent. She had her own life, and we got married, we had kids, and she's dedicated her life to me and the kids in the most selfless way that I can't even really describe it to you. The way I got to play, I played 69 games last year. I wouldn't have played half that if it wasn't for her strength and how well she supported and kept everything together at home and when she had to travel to Boston, sometimes by herself. It's inspiring to me how strong she was.
Brian Boyle is our guest. Brian, Lauren is the NHL's Hockey Fights Cancer Ambassador for 2018. So before you go, Brian, what would you and Lauren tell anyone who's listening right now who recently received a cancer diagnosis?
Well, what we did and what we thought was best way is you have to, number one, you can grieve. You're okay. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be sad. And it's okay to be scared. That's totally normal. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to have those moments for sure. And when you feel like you can, you have to address, the challenge head on. I think it's something that we did. We've obviously, number one, we spoke with the doctors. We've made a plan. I stuck to that plan to a T, and it's really, the results have been great. No matter what, we're ready for anything. At that point, you're ready for anything. You can come up, whatever's going to come at you, you have to take life on life's terms, because it doesn't necessarily work out the way you think it is. It's not always fair, and certainly cancer is definitely not fair. It's going to come at you in every different way. And we hung together. We prayed together. We never lost that. We never lost that bond. I call her the best teammate I ever had. We stuck together to thick and thin. We've shared some really great times together. But the sign of a good team is when you can stick together through tough times, and that's something that I think that at some point or another everybody's going to have to go through in their lives. I'm just so blessed and fortunate to have a teammate like her, who has picked me up so many times when I've been really down, and I've tried to do the same for her.
Brian Boyle, my guest. Brian, I want to be very clear about this, too. I should have said it. You announced that your cancer was in remission. So before you leave us, what was it like when you heard that news?
Yeah, that was kind of like a challenge, almost like that was my opponent, right? Cancer was my opponent. And, you know, I'm still very respectful of that opponent right now. I'm doing everything I can. I still have to stay on my treatment. And they told me it was at all zeros. Right in about 12 months. That was kind of my goal. I wanted to be ahead of every milestone, and I was. And the fact that the research and the money that people have donated throughout the years have given a product like the one I take, and I'm able to just do that and live a normal life in terms of how I go about my day-to-day, it's tremendous. It feels like such a blessing. I feel extremely, extremely blessed to be at all zeros, to have to go through this fight, and I feel stronger coming out of it.
Brian Boyle, our guest. Brian, I know this is not an easy conversation to have, but it's such a critical conversation. It's so important, and I know there are people listening that certainly benefited from this and were inspired by it and probably received some bad news because, as you point out, it's life. It's something that's always around the corner. We don't know what it is, but something's going to happen, and I know this inspired and helped a lot of people. Brian, I really appreciate you and your family. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, thanks for giving me the time, Jim. I really appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Yeah, you too, Brian. Thank you very much for making the time. Brian Boyle. It's an amazing conversation. Your thoughts on that? Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Man, it seems so tired for me to always say it, but it's just so true, and I'll say it again. Everybody listening right now, tell me I'm wrong. Everybody listening knows somebody or knows somebody who's been diagnosed with cancer.